last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro without the mask. Or Batman on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
I really would love to go as Count Floyd. Oh,
woo, woo. That's kind of scary, believe me.
Love that. All right, we got some calls, believe it or not, on this talk show. And Ty, you're first.
Oh, wow, I didn't expect that. Okay. I just want to let everybody know they got all these problems with these bugs and crickets and all that stuff in Washington. The best person to see about that would be Randy Burkhalter.
Yeah.
And, I'm the guy that went and talked to him the other day. He called you about the guy that showed up with some bugs in a bag.
Yeah.
And it turned out that it's actually lice from deer.
He mentioned
but,
that.
It's terrible. And I do a lot of work out in the woods and stuff, and boy, they'll get everywhere. But just went to another one, and I got to go home and use the dog shampoo that he prescribed for another person that I work with, and see if I can't get rid of these little boogers on me.
Wow. Well, good luck. But if anybody can help you, they can. There's a lot of expertise under their roof.
Yeah, I just wish the mane and tail shampoo would help, but that ain't going to help with these little boogers.
No, you need something a little better than that. Mane and tail keep your hair from falling out, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, my wife makes me pull it out, so I'll be all right.
Ty, you want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
Oh, sure. 617.
All right, you're in. Thanks for the call. Bolt.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you I'd like to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot. It's 1-8.
Yes.
And going back to what you were saying, I remember 10 years ago, when I just bought my first house, I was living in Mobile, and I had McCain Palin signs in my front yard, and
yeah.
I had kids walking to school, and one day I was going to work, and one of the kids stopped and looked at me and said, "My mama say F you and F John McCain," and I didn't even know how to react.
Wow!
And I had, I can't count how many signs stolen from my yard this past year with Trump. I had countless, and I finally caught the guy that was stealing it on camera and confronted him, and he just, he kept walking off and cussing me, but I called him. And, but, I refused to be intimidated personally.
Did you call the police and get the I don't care department on the line?
Yeah, pretty much. But we can't afford to be intimidated, and that's not, I don't care if you're on the left or if you're on the right, you can't, that's just not how we behave. That's not how civilized people behave anyway.
Look, we were every bit as angry as these clown asses that are clawing at doors and doing all the acting out the way they do, like a bunch of freaking babies that have their rattle taken away. We just voted out what we didn't want in the next election. And we're going to keep what we want in the next one. That's what we're going to do on November 6th. And if we don't, Clearing the Air will be on 3 to 6, 5 days a week.
I hear you. There has to be truly civilized people, and that's not how you behave.
No. And how anybody can identify with that kind of behavior is beyond me. Bolt, thank you so much for the call. Always good to hear from you. Barbara?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Talking about Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm.
Yes.
I had an elderly friend that was in a wheelchair and went down there to get some something to kill some kind of bugs at his house in the yard or something. And one of the guys that worked down there came out and sprayed for those bugs without charging them.
Wow.
They're nice. Just good people.
They really are.
And the other thing I wanted to ask was, have you already discussed the fact that George Soros donated $200,000 to the Alabama Democrats?
Well, he's got money to spread around. Who is it? Some clown-ass Steyer, is it? See, the
can't remember the name. Barron talked about it today.
Big billionaire who's put $2 million into various campaigns. As if, at this point, I don't think money is going to change anybody's mind. Beat off O'Rourke in Texas has got $40 million in the bank. He's not... And being a typical Democrat, he's not sharing it. He'll share your money, but not his.
Right.
So, because he wants to run for president. He has a bad chance in hell of becoming a senator from Texas in 2 weeks, but he's going to run for president in 2020 because he can skateboard. What a douchebag.
Well, I think it's just despicable, you know.
Barbara, what's your month and date of birth?
6/9.
All right, you're in. I'm sorry, we're kind of time constrained here. T-Spear.
And I'm going to make mine really quick. This is it. Every time Antifa pulls one of their stunts, more and more and more Americans are slowly waking up to the realization of what this country is doing.
I hope so.
Every day I have someone else coming up to me and saying, I heard Greg, I heard someone else, I heard you, and you're absolutely correct. So what you're saying, Greg, is spot on, and we cannot stop. As angry as we get, we've got to continue this fight because we are truly in for a fight of our country and a fight for our lives. And those people who do not believe it need to turn around and look at pre-World War II Germany.
Amen.
They allowed Hitler to come in. They welcomed him with open arms.
Yeah, well, people that civilizations that have been destroyed voted it in generally.
Yeah,
over the course of history.
Exactly right.
We've got to stop it now.
And that's why, in the bigger picture, beyond the individual candidates are running, T-Spear, thank you for the call. We have got to do some messaging on socialism and the millions of people who have died in its name.
Mm-hmm.
They call anybody that's conservative Hitler.
They don't get it.
They really don't, because Hitler came to power through the election process with socialism. And then when people started to question it, he had the SS or the Antifa, like we have here, to beat that message into people if they weren't ready to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, especially when somebody was as well organized as he was, it was too late. And Germany was in ruins. It took less than 5 years. Millions of people died in the name of a maniac.
And he did a false flag with the Reichstag, the fire at the Reichstag to take away their weapons.
There were actually, I just watched a movie called 13 Hours. It's about a guy who attempted to, I think it may have had something to do with the Reichstag. Try and find it. Number 13 Hours. It's all about that plot, the guy that was caught, and how close he came to taking Hitler out. But of course, what do you hear? Never let a crisis go to waste. That was Hitler's motto.
Mm-hmm.
And he used the crisis, the close call with his assassination, to kill more people, to intimidate further.
Yes, he believed that once he survived that assassination attempt, that God had ordained him to do what it was he was going to do, no matter what.
So we have these shootings and stuff. What's the first thing you hear? You don't hear, let's pray for the victims, let's have gun control, because it's worked so freaking well in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
People are stupid.
They are.
Hey, everybody. I'm Greg Goodell. I would like to... Let's tell you, you know what's fun? It's always fun to own a new automobile, and that doesn't necessarily mean brand new. It means just a different vehicle or an upgrade from what you're currently driving. And the place we hope you'll choose to do that is Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Now, they have a couple of hundred vehicles, give or take, at any time on the lot over there, but... I am responsible for telling you about vehicles that are available under $10,000. Now, I bought a Rogue, a 2018 Rogue, a year ago. It already had 2,000 miles on it, so the depreciation was gone, and I got a great deal on it, and I absolutely love it as an SUV. It's your basic Rogue, but with one button on the steering wheel, I can activate Siri and ask her to call Joey.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I don't have to, you know... I don't have to touch any, just that little button on the steering wheel. So it's got everything I need in terms of a modern convenience. It's great, and it gets 26 miles a gallon in the city. It's really impressive. It's a great move in terms of cars. So we have bought three times from Tip Tames and Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. So I'd never ask you to spend your money where we haven't spent our own. And those are payments I've made happily every month. You know, sometimes... If you live long enough and you get a chance or two to be silly when buying a vehicle, you can stick yourself with the payment. What was I thinking when I did this?
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen, actually. But not these, because we got great value everybody's happy. Show got his first car. Roz got the Juke she always dreamed of driving, and I got my Rogue. And you know what? When we need another vehicle, guess where we're going to get it? Right back to Jack Ingram, because I love those people over there. They're so ethical and above board about everything. Zero BS, if I may say that. Stop by and see Tim and the team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or browse online with dozens of photos of everything in stock at jackingram.com, as Emily Hayes would say. Traffic, news, weather, and then we're back on this Thursday. Goes by on a blur's day.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking pretty decent right now. No big delays anywhere. There is a little bit of slow traffic on 85 northbound between the interchange and South Union. Nothing real big, though. Don't see anything around the boulevard that will hold you up for very long. The 31s look good, and Atlanta Highway looking really good as well. Where can you shop where there's something for everyone? How about Festival Plaza? Shop at the Alabama River Region Ballet and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The Democratic candidate running against Republican incumbent Mike Rogers for the 3rd congressional seat suspects voter suppression is underway in the district. Mallory Hagan alleges an unusually large number of people in the 3rd district have been either removed from the rolls or listed as inactive. Gubernatorial candidate Walt Maddox is asking Governor Kay Ivey to release more information on her 2015 hospitalization, including if her office told the state trooper accompanying her to keep it a secret. Maddox said the issue is not about Ivey's health, but if there was lying about what happened. 4 people have been arrested in the shooting deaths of 2 people in Butler County. 4 Birmingham residents are charged with capital murder and tampering with evidence. Cortez Dees and Lumen Williams of Evergreen were found shot to death on June 2nd. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way over the upcoming weekend. For tonight, clouds on the increase, but we're dry. Not quite as cool as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, look for a mostly cloudy day. High temperature in the upper 70s. Then a risk of showers and thunderstorms popping up by late Friday night. But showers and storms become scattered to numerous Saturday as a frontal system approaches. This is a cool front coming in. High in the mid-70s. Cooler Saturday night behind that front. Overnight low 51. Then on Sunday, really nice. Breezy, cooler, sunshine. High in the upper 60s. Low temperature in the mid-40s by first thing Monday morning right around dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules. At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need to ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
October 18th is World Menopause Day. It's a day to recognize what women go through during the change of life. The insomnia, mood swings, weight gain, and yes, the loss of romantic interest. Sounds like fun, doesn't it, guys? Try to get through World Menopause Day. It'll be over in a hot flash.
The following is a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. It is only a test.
What is your problem? Can't you get off that couch and help me around here? I should have listened to my mother. You are no good lazy pig.
I don't know why I married you in the first place. You no good son of a pig!
This has been a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed not to go home, to check into the nearest motel, and wait 3 to 5 days before returning to your house. Again, this has been only a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
That's something we tried to do on this show for many years, is to get us to laugh at the everyday things in life.
I don't like you.
Sorry you're suffering. 419. We've been having some fun this afternoon. In fact, now that the weather is starting to get cooler and the upper levels of the atmosphere are chilling, we've seen some things in the sky, and I thought I was going to take Terry's temperature because there was a trail grid in the western sky, and he says, look at the numbers. Now, it's one thing if you see one thing in the sky that reminds you or looks like something, but this was a stack of trails. Mm-hmm. In the western sky, and at one point in the stack, on the southern end of the stack of trails,
yeah,
I'm not making this up, you could see very clearly a 3, a 5, an 8, a 7, and a 1. Honest to God, it looked like it was stamped mm-hmm. into the blue. Now, one thing you can say, oh, that's just, you know, coincidence. That was just plain freaky.
It was freaky.
So there was no need to take your temperature because I saw it too.
Good.
And I meant to, you know, stupid me, I meant to mention it when we came back up. And then the other thing that we love to do when the weather cools off and we get the vapor trails from commercial flights, Terry told me about this app for your phone called Flight Radar 24. It's only a few bucks at the App Store. And basically what it does, it displays your location. Now, what I like to do, the game for us is, as we were sitting outside checking traffic a couple of minutes ago, traffic was fine, so we looked in the heavens, and we saw two vapor trails, not next to each other. One was behind the other. And I like to guess where they're going.
You're good at it, too.
Facing north, I said, that looks like Chicago to Miami, and maybe one. Well, I was wrong on the origination. Both flights had taken off from Memphis. One was going to Miami. One was going to Tampa. Because you got to figure, if it's going, one of them went directly over us.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to figure, if they're at altitude where they're creating a trail, which has to be well above 30,000 feet, they're not going to Atlanta, certainly.
Right.
You have to be much lower to land there, unless you wanted to freak the passengers out.
Well, you were wrong about the city of origin, but you were correct that both flights came from the same city.
Yeah, and it was Memphis. They were FedEx flights.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting that they both took off at the same time, heading for basically Florida. But I'm bringing this up not to impress you with my geography guessing skills. It's just a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you position yourself and make sure you're facing due north, west, east, or whatever. North always makes the most sense. If you look overhead, I think my greatest, we saw a thick trail months ago, back in the spring, and I could tell that the plane that was creating it was huge because I saw four engines. That's from the ground.
Yeah.
So I knew it was like a 787 or one of those new jumbo jets. And I said, that looks like it's going to Mexico or someplace. And sure enough,
Mexico City.
Mexico City was the destination of that flight. So you see a little plane icon that matches where you are and where the trail is, and it'll tell you, it'll display the information. But what's weird, there was a flight, there was a plane leaving a trail going northbound.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of trails up there today that are just hanging.
Yeah.
They're not evaporating, they're just hanging.
And they don't do that. Condensation doesn't do that.
It shouldn't.
Nope.
But go ahead. And that plane, when I tapped the aircraft icon on the screen for that, no information available.
Military.
Yeah.
Well, by law, the commercial flights have to put their transponder has to be picked up.
Right.
By law. That happened a couple of years ago. So if it was civilian, there would be something there.
I just thought it was...
It is interesting.
Mighty interesting.
Well, you're really good at this. Usually you'll get the originating city and the destination. You're pretty good at that.
Well, thank you. Oh, I thought we had a call. We have traffic report?
No.
Complaint?
No.
Anything? No.
Letty Jane hasn't called us.
Has she? No, she needs to, though, because you're a Baumhauer's big shot. Letty.
Your name was drawn yesterday, and we did hear from Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay. Letty Jane, you are the proud winner of a tray of party wings from Baumhauer's and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. But you've got to claim it before Wednesday of this coming week by 3:20, or you lose it. And it goes, because last week's winner, Todd, you didn't call within the time frame allowed, and you lost out.
What are you thinking, Todd?
Let's speak with Anonymous.
Hey, guys, you know the conspiracy theorists about the chemtrails, you know those don't dissipate, right?
Correct.
Whenever they're spraying us with chemicals, they don't show up with the FAA, not on your app anyway.
Right.
Really?
And neither does the chemicals dissipate. So there's your conspiracy theory facts of the day.
Well, thank you.
Well, we know, look, when I was a kid, I remember reading about experiments the government was doing trying to manipulate the weather in hurricane-prone areas.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually going into hurricanes thinking if they dropped enough ice crystals, they could cool down the core of the hurricane and slow it down or even make it dissipate. It didn't work. And that was something they announced they were doing. God only knows what what they're trying to create here.
You got that right.
Well, I only hear it happens in southern states, and some days I'll see a checkerboard in the sky, and the next day I'll see planes, but I won't see the checkerboard. So, I don't know. I'm sure it's the aliens spraying us. Who knows?
Yeah.
Would you like to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
Sure. How do I do that?
Just give us your month and date of birth.
7/24.
Thank you for the call, and we do the drawing on Wednesday at 3:20. And by the way, if you want in, You should probably just ask them when they call if they want.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, I figure because he said I'm going to be anonymous that.
Yeah. Mm. But we'll announce that if we draw that name. That's what we'll announce. Anonymous, we got your birthday. We'll know who it is. At 426. So let's take a moment. Terry hosts a show here on Saturday evenings from 6 to 9. Show the head. You talk about Rocket to Success.
Oh, yes.
Those kind of numbers in the ratings. And it's here 6 to 9. Saturday nights on News Talk 93.1 FM. What's on the agenda for this weekend?
There's been a lot of stuff out in the, I guess, the alternative media about the insects dying off. And I've been talking about this for, gosh, 2 years, because I've been doing my own research with my microscope and finding, well, it's a long story, but finding insects that are all infested with, it looks like nanoparticulates and also fibers coming out of them, so... I'm finding a lot of dead insects. In Germany, in the state parks, for years they've been monitoring their insects. 87% decline in Germany in insects in the last year or so.
What would be, I'm not doubting that, but what would be causing that, and why would somebody want to perhaps make that happen deliberately? Because they serve a purpose.
Absolutely. It's the food chain. You know, what eats the insects? The birds. What eats the birds? You work your way up, and guess who's at the top? We are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to put mankind in a bad situation, that's the way to do it. That's one way to do it. I believe that the particulates that they're spraying, and I believe there is a chemtrail program or an aerosol program, and I believe the particulates that are coming down, a lot of them are nanoparticulates. I believe they're infesting the insects. So, you know, a nano is a billionth of a meter, which is nothing to you and I, but to an insect, that's a lot bigger than it is to us because they're so much smaller than we are. I think they're being infested with the nanoparticulates, the fibers, and I think it's killing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing them off. And now, this may be an unintended consequence because we know the aerosol program has like five different purposes. One of them is a missile shield. Basically, when you fill the sky with nanoparticulates, if Russia were to fire an ICBM, they fire off in what's called an ispheric heater, which turns those particulates into plasma. A missile hits it, it blows up. It can't get through it. It's a missile shield. There's several different reasons for the chemtrails, so I think one of the consequences, intended or not, is just killing off the insect.
You know, well, there's not going to be any nuclear test. What was it Putin said just today?
Uh-oh.
All Russians will go to heaven if there's a nuclear event.
At least they have places to go if there's a nuclear event. We don't.
No.
Not anymore.
You know what movie I watched again? Failsafe.
Ooh.
And they do a lot of theorizing, I'm assuming based on some known facts.
I'm sure.
About ways that missiles could evade. It had something to do with our satellite orbits and patterns and so forth that can escape detection.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt that. But on the other hand, that theory, maybe they do this just in case. Who knows?
I know.
Well, Putin really said all Russians will go to heaven if there's a nuclear attack. Man, I really liked it better when the Russians were materialist atheists.
Where they were what?
Atheists.
Oh.
They were a lot easier to protect, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, let's just look at the story here from Sochi in Russia. Remember, that's where the Olympics were.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Russians will, quote, go to heaven as martyrs in the event of a nuclear war between Moscow, or because Moscow will only ever use nuclear weapons in retaliation, Putin said.
Right.
We have no concept of a preemptive strike. In such a situation, we expect to be struck by nukes, but we will not use them first, he said.
Well, that's
The aggressor will have to understand that retaliation is inevitable. Well, what nation on the face of the earth is eager to launch a nuclear attack on anybody?
Iran.
Yeah.
Well, and they say they're not going to do an aggressive strike, but they do have, as part of Russian military doctrine, what do they call it, a de-escalatory action. So, say the United States or some other power takes actions they find like are escalating tensions and it might lead to war, they'll let, you know, set off a nuke in the Arctic.
Well, now remember too, they have micro nukes.
Right? Yeah, they'll set off some nukes. Just be like, don't try this.
Yep.
That's it. That's escalatory action to de-escalate
the
situation.
How it's worded.
It's a bit counterintuitive, but man, they might be that crazy and correct.
That movie is very interesting on a number of different levels. And it's funny because there were two projects in the works simultaneously Failsafe ended up being the serious look at nukes, and then why I grew to love the atomic bomb, the one with
Doctor Strange,
Peter Sellers,
the Doomsday Machine.
I love that.
Right.
And even though that
fighting
was
in the war room,
it was funny because he was obviously one of our captured Germans, and he still had his Nazi loyalty. Yeah. Mein Führer, Mr. President.
That's a great movie. It's one I keep on my DVR. I love it.
Interesting thing about Failsafe is
our precious bodily fluids.
Yeah, that was what's his name?
He's the one who called the attack.
Yeah,
right?
What was his name? Well, how many people did
he was in The Godfather? He was the corrupt police lieutenant that beat up Michael.
How many roles did Peter Sellers play in that movie?
Three.
Oh, yeah.
He played the president. He played the crazy, and then he played a British soldier serving the lunatic. Yeah.
So that's the best one.
I'm pulling up the cast here. George C. Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Was General Buck.
Scott was
Sterling Hayden.
Sterling Hayden, that's the guy.
And then Slim Pickens, of course.
Yeah, who rides the bomb down to the ground.
I love
Yeehaw.
It. And James Earl Jones was
James
in
Earl Jones. Tracy Reed. Tracy. Peter Bull.
Don't know that one.
Yeah.
That was a great movie. Still, it holds up. I believe that movies and TV, even though they're entertainment, I believe we get hints of what's coming or what's...
Let's just say that scenario played out today. One of our military people goes off the deep end. Or there is, as you know, because I guess the theory in Failsafe, the Russians were jamming our signals so that when that message went to the bomber, they had to go into the mode... All right, we've been ordered to attack. We are not allowed to listen to Russians who might pretend to impersonate the president.
I'll cut off all communications, yep.
And that one guy, the pilot of the last plane that survives to drop the nuke, kills himself with cyanide, I think, because there's this amazing shot towards the end of his co-pilot. Look at all you see is the helmet with his eye.
Hmm.
It's really an amazingly effective dramatic shot. And, of course... Henry Fonda plays the president who decides, well, the only way we can show Russia that we're sincere that this was just an accident and perhaps caused by their interference is to wipe out one of our own cities. So Moscow and New York get nuked, and that's that.
Another good movie and along that same line is War Games with Matthew Broderick, where they put the Whopper, the machine that takes the place of humans. That's a good movie, too.
The only problem I have with that is I can't stand Matthew Broderick.
I can't either. It's a good movie.
Gene.
Good afternoon, Greg.
He doesn't listen to my show either, so we're even. What's up, Gene?
I always listen to your show. I love your show.
Thank you.
This has nothing to do with those paper trails that you're talking about. But we were reading this morning that a black widow spider has more poison in him than a rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
1,000 times more deadly.
Yep. That's true. That's what Alice Cooper says anyway.
Yep. And I want to be a bomb howler big shot, please.
You are in your month and date of birth?
126.
All right, Gene, thanks for the call. One of our, you've met Ray over at Baumhauer's, right?
Yes.
Our buddy Ray?
Yeah.
Nice great guy.
Yeah, he is.
And
He loves Greg Pudell.
Well, he loves everybody. Everybody loves him, too. Everybody loves Raymond. It's a real life situation.
Okay.
And he bought a Rich Thomas bobblehead doll, put it in the birthday bag, and I brought it in this morning.
That's the one. Oh, that's the sacred one.
Okay. Yes, and that's the one when we gave Jay the... digital rain gauge boy swearing in ceremony. I said, place your hand on the Rich Thomas bobblehead.
Your left hand.
Place it on Rich's hand.
Your left hand.
Moisten your right index finger and raise your hand.
That was great, by the way.
We had a lot of fun.
That was great radio.
By the way, if you haven't joined us at Bomb Hours, there's a question.
Why? Why?
We have such a good time there, and you meet such great people. So
it is fun. A lot of fun.
Just pick a random Wednesday, suck it up, and come and join us, because you'll have a good time.
Yeah, come on, you namby-pambies. What are you scared of?
Well, no, we don't want to call them names.
Here's the cool thing, is you don't have to wait like everybody else. You tell them you're with the radio station, and you can come on in.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for a table.
No.
Because they hold aside. We've got the round tables, and we've got some booths.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get there around 6th, you'll be able to get seated immediately.
Certainly correct.
Absolutely correct. All right, one more call. Joel.
Hey, Greg, I was just going to tell you, my son got bit by black widow back when he was about 10 or 12 years old. About three times, we took him to the emergency room over at Elmore County. They sent him on to Baptist East. He was in the examination room, and folks kept going in, and I'm thinking, man, he's getting a lot of attention. And I go in there. They wasn't looking at him. We took spider with us to show what it was, and they was coming in there looking at that black widow spider, but it wasn't much worse than a wasp sting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been bit by a scorpion, and I've seen movies where you get bit by a scorpion and you die. So when I got bit, I was overseas, and I got bit and went to a med tent, and they told me, said, well, the nearest antivenom is Arizona. It'd take 2 days to get it here.
Well, you were in the military, right?
Yeah.
Ah, that's
and,
why. Okay.
And they said take 2 500-milligram Motrin, and if your heart starts racing, and I said, it's racing now, but it wasn't much worse than the wasp thing either. So, but anyway, y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call. Oh, he didn't want to be about my respiration, I guess.
Nope.
Greg, are you big on the James Bond movies? Do you like James Bond movies?
Some of them, yeah.
You remember Moonraker, the one that had Jaws in it?
Yeah.
And the little girl that he was in love with, the little tiny girl? Do you remember the scene where they look at each other and grin? She's got braces on, he's got the metal teeth?
Yes.
That's no longer there.
Really?
Yeah, it's the one of the latest Mandela effect symptom. If you've got that movie at home, folks, go and put it in your DVD player, or probably more likely your VHS player, and watch that scene, because now they're saying it's no longer in the movie. It's like we've gone back in time and that scene's gone. It's hard to explain, but this is what they call the Mandela effect.
You got any more good stuff like this to share with us?
Tons of it. There's so much stuff.
We're coming back to that, because I'm like Dr. Sigmund Azebo. I'm sick of this stuff.
Yeah, no, it's this guy out of politics.
We got a traffic update here.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Yes, a multiple car wreck going on 85 southbound at the Union Street exit.
Well, wouldn't you know?
Yes.
That big double exit, there's a mess there. We should go down and see if the backup is starting to affect traffic behind their building.
Has to be done. Right?
And who's on the line?
I have no clue. I put them on hold while we were telling people.
All right, we're taking your call.
Hey, I just want to be a big shot. This is
there
Joel.
You go.
Oh, Joel.
11-1. He just called us.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Joel. Yeah, month and date of birth.
11-1.
All right, man. And you should come and celebrate your birthday with us on Halloween night at Bomb Hours.
I may do that. And y'all have a great one, okay?
You too.
You too.
Good guy. Like him. I knew there was something about him I was really happy about. Okay, so what we're going to do here... Now, that traffic situation may have developed before it went through the system and got to Rick Walker. We're going to go there first. We have Rich's forecast, the news, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic things, by and large, looking really, really good right now. Nothing on either interstate system to give you any problem. The only stuff I see right now is on the Eastern Boulevard, the southbound lanes between Atlanta Highway and Carmichael Road, and that's really about it. The rest of the boulevard looks good. All of Atlanta Highway is looking really good. The 31s are okay. And even down in town on Madison, things are looking pretty good there as well. Don't settle for less. Get the best at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. You'll get great savings and find a great selection of vehicles at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Everybody, weather changes on the way over the upcoming weekend. For tonight, clouds on the increase, but we're dry. Not quite as cool as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, look for a mostly cloudy day, high temperature in the upper 70s, then a risk of showers and thunderstorms popping up by late Friday night, but showers and storms become scattered to numerous Saturday as a frontal system approaches. This is a cool front coming in, high in the mid-70s. Cooler Saturday night behind that front, overnight low 51. Then on Sunday, really nice, breezy, cooler, sunshine, high in the upper 60s, low temperature in the mid-40s by first thing Monday morning right around dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
The major averages tumbling after U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin joins a list of high-profile withdrawals from the Saudi Investment Conference slated for next week. A trifecta of variables affecting the markets today: China trade, Brexit, Saudi tensions. Among the laggards, tech companies and industrials, with the Dow closing down 327 points, the Nasdaq down 158, S&P 500 down 40. And the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits remaining near a 49-year low in mid-October, suggesting no visible deterioration in a U.S. labor market. Jobless claims dropping by 5,000 to 210,000 in the 7 days ending October the 13th. And American Express reporting third quarter result with earnings coming in above Wall Street expectations on strong gains in spending by consumers and small businesses, with the company raising its full year guidance. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. Are we done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Get the best prices of 2018 with the once-a-year sales event at Prattville Carpet. On October 18th, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, you'll receive interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. And remember, on the day of the sale, one lucky winner will receive 2 tickets to the Alabama-Auburn game. It's the once-a-year sales event with my friends at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Copps Ford Road.
What's my story? I just got my first auto loan from Max. They are unlike any financial institution you'll ever deal with, mostly because of people like Miss Sarah.
He was so proud. He must have saved 3 years to buy that thing.
I saved for 3 years, but Max helped make it happen.
Well, buying a car is a big decision. It's personal. So when someone like Justin needs a loan consultant, I take that very personally.
Everybody at Max was great. I had a ton of questions about my loan.
Oh, he asked a lot of questions, all right.
Max gave me lots of options, and Miss Sarah helped explain every detail. Now I know I can trust her with anything.
And when he drove that thing up here to show me, I felt like I was the one with a new big block V8, 7th generation square body pickup with 33-inch mud grip tires and a 6-inch lift kit.
Thanks, Max, for being an amazing financial institution. And thank you for Miss Sarah.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Stop by Lowe's to keep your yard in top shape all year long. Spruce things up out front with bags of premium mulch or Miracle-Gro garden soil. Your choice, now 4 for $10. Then, give your lawn the good stuff by picking up a bag of Pennington Smart Seed, 15 pounds or more, and you'll get Pennington One-Step Lawn Repair free when you buy in-store. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/24 while supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details. U.S. only.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and two Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
Here's an interesting little story that didn't get much attention in the mainstream. A federal judge says he was shocked.
I'm shocked, shocked.
He said.
Yes, he did.
And dumbfounded to learn that the Department of Justice granted immunity to Cheryl Mills, former chief of staff to Hillary Clinton, during the FBI probe of Clinton's servers.
What are the chances?
I had myself found that Cheryl Mills had committed perjury and lied under oath in a published opinion I had issued in a Judicial Watch case where I found her unworthy of belief, and I was quite shocked.
Shocked. I'm shocked, shocked.
To find out she had been given immunity by the DOJ in the Hillary Clinton email case.
They're in it together, man.
So why isn't this getting more play?
Because the media is treasonous, Greg. They're all working together.
She belongs in jail.
Yes, she does. So does Hillary.
Judicial Watch sued the State Department in 2014 seeking info about the response to the Benghazi attack. We still haven't gotten a straight answer on that. other parallel lawsuits by Judicial Watch are probing issues like Clinton's server, whose existence was revealed during the course of litigation. State Department had immediately moved to dismiss Judicial Watch's first lawsuit on a motion for summary judgment, saying in an affidavit it conducted a search of all potentially relevant emails in its possession and provided them. Right. Except yeah. for the ones they bleach-bitted or destroyed on
exactly.
phones and all that kind of stuff. And she's still watching, and she's somebody, some liberal rag, published a story today saying, just go away. Just go away. Yet you still see stories floating her name for 2020. Good. I really hope
get
she
your
tries.
Hopes up. Get your hopes up. Go ahead.
Anyway, we are at 4:51, and since George Carlin did that beautiful explanation about our planet,
it was good.
Here's a guy, Terry Adams, who can help you explore the planet with all kinds of fun at Adams Motorsports. Less than 70 days till Christmas.
Unreal.
But still time to do a layaway.
Absolutely. We have layaway. We can take your product, whatever it is you decide to buy. We can set it in a warehouse, and right before Christmas, we'll get it ready for you, make sure it's nice and polished, and put a big red bow on it, and it's ready for you to pick up and be the hero. We sell, of course, everything right now is going side by sides. ATVs, not so much. Everything now is the Rangers and the Mules, the Razors. It just depends on if you want to work with your machine or if you want to play. And you can do both with the General, which is Polaris's, kind of their utility side by side. But right now, Polaris, they just totally dominate the side by sides. They're the number, they have the market share in sport and utility. I mean, they basically created that genre. It's good stuff. We have those on sale. We have rebates up to $2,000. Just depends on what you want. The thing to do is to come in and talk to any of our associates, and we'll sit down with you, figure out what it is you want to do, find the machine that best suits your needs. We have special financing available on the Polaris. We also do local finance. It just really depends. The cool thing is the manufacturers, because they're the ones that set up some of these finance plans, they can buy down the lending criteria. So if you don't have absolutely perfect credit, it doesn't matter. We can still get you bought, no problem. Kayla is, she's my girl that does, the lady that does financing for us, and she's really good at what she does. You can actually go online on adamsmotorsports.com and apply for credit. You can see everything we have online, actually. But we sell Kawasaki, Suzuki, and we got all the 19 stuffs on its way in right now. The KX450 just won the shootout for all the 450 motocross bikes. It's the stuff right now. If you're a motocross racer, you need a KX450 so you can run up front. We have, of course, jet skis. The stand-ups are four strokes now. Incredible stuff. We have everything. Everything's got rebates, and everything's got special interest rates, Greg.
That's at Adams Motorsports. And you know where they are? 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle.
That's it.
We've never found a... Every time I say Hackle, I think of Hacker from Naked Gun 2.5.
Naked Gun 2. What a great movie.
Dr. Meinheimer.
That's a great movie.
Hacker. Hackle Street and, of course, adamsmotorsports.com online. Get your credit app in.
Allen's Motorsports.
And... if you really want to do that blowaway gift for the family, time is a wasting.
Yes, hurry, hurry, hurry while I have it.
All right, we had word of a wreck on I-85 southbound at Union. Let's check in with the traffic dungeon, see what's coming of that. We have Fox News coming up. And Brad McDonald, got to ask him about this temperamental market we've been enduring. It's up 600 points one day and down 300 the next. I don't get it.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic getting word of an accident on 85 southbound down around South Union Street. There is some traffic backing up there now, so be very careful in that area. Also, another accident on the Eastern Boulevard. That's going to be just north of Vaughan Road in the southbound lanes. Everything else looks pretty good. 65 is okay. The rest of the boulevard is clear. Do see a little bit of traffic southbound lanes of Taylor Road from I-85 back to Vaughan Road. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LuQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need to ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service.